Penguin Random House Audio presents The World Before Us by Aslyn Hunter. Read for you by Fiona Hardingham. The number of lives that enter our own is incalculable. John Berger. Our dead are never dead to us until we have forgotten them. George Eliot. It awes me when I think of it, that there was a time when you and I were not. But now there can never come a time when you and I shall not be. Anna Robertson Brown. I can only say, there we have been, but I cannot say where, and I cannot say how long, for that is to place it in time. T.S. Eliot. How many ways to begin? Near infinite. Don't ask us what we think. None of us agree on anything. Start with the woods, says one. Start with the sky, says another. With the birds falling out of it, their bodies sent like arrows to the earth. No, begin with the great lawns, and the peacocks, and the sound the male's tail feathers make in their unfolding. Start with a kiss. With the teacup and its curl of painted ivy. Start with the afternoon the sky ripped open and a month's worth of rain poured through the gap, the whole city lifting trouser and skirt hems. Start with Jane, says one. It's where we always begin. Crowded around her bed, watching the clock blink toward morning. Start with Jane, because our stories are tied to hers, and everything depends on what she does with them. But it is a